powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hull, joined, as always, from across the bulletproof glass there, Colfax Emilian. Great to see you, Colfax, man. It's good. It's always good to see your face.
It is. Yeah. It's a happy week, you know?
It's a happy week. We're having our little, like, you know, a makeshift Christmas thing, and that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hungry. I put off an early lunch because I'm just going to stuff my face this afternoon. That's healthy, right?
Yeah, that's how you lose weight, right? You don't eat at all.
Yep.
And then you just pound.
You go to town, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm
told. That's recommended.
Yes. So we do want to shout out to the Tavern at St. Michael's Square hooking us up for this, as we normally do have our Christmas parties out at the tavern and such. So we're having a small gathering. It's all legal. Do you have to say legal now? What do you have to say?
It abides by the guidelines,
abides.
I guess.
Abides. The station abides, right?
Yes.
First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 478-1301. Colfax, you haven't put our season tracker yet up, correct?
Correct. Well, I'm glad I didn't, right?
Right. So that means I can still make a change, right?
Yeah, it's not official yet.
Nuggets haven't played yet. They don't play till tomorrow night. So I can. I'm feeling a little froggy here, Colfax. I'm feeling a little frisky. I think the Nuggets. I said 52 yesterday, and I'm looking around at the schedule. I'm going through some things. I don't see a lot of losses, man. I see the Nuggets as being a great team. You've kind of swayed me a little bit. You said 55.
Yep.
I'm kind of leaning in that area a little more, but I'm gonna go 58. Yeah,
that's quite a jump.
Yeah, I don't know, but how about this, Colfax? Now, a source that I'm close with, a Nuggets source, very very close with, and I'm just kind of going through some stuff here. There's a rumor out there that the Nuggets and the Rockets are talking. And that rumor, you know, Bleacher Report is putting a story out there talking about, you know, but well, the prospect. They're not putting the rumor out there, but there are rumors, Colfax, that the Nuggets are in talks with the Rockets about James Harden.
Oh, sorry.
For Jamal Murray.
Finger slipped.
Yeah, this is it's insane. I can't imagine. This is legit, but I did just put out a couple of questions to several of my Nuggets sources, and let me just say this. They didn't say no. So, TotalSports.com, I'm looking around. I'm sifting through this information as we go here. NBA Insider. And this was tweeted out or whatever, reposted by TotalSports.com. Breaking, the Houston Rockets are in advanced discussions to send James Harden to the Denver Nuggets for Jamal Murray, a plethora of future picks, and young center Manute Bol. If an agreement is reached on the amount of picks, the deal is expected to go through, per sources. Now, this was 2 days ago. So this is why it hasn't really hit. And it also is not, I always say this, Colfax, a good rule of thumb, this is in your news world, your political world, and your sports world. First, check your main news sources. I mean, I'm not saying all news sources are accurate. But Colfax, if it's not on the four-lettered network, if it's not on the three-lettered network, you tend to want it, and if those writers of those networks or insiders are not posting it on their accounts, you tend to be very careful here. So I don't put any stock to it. If this is true, it is an asinine move. Absolutely ridiculous. And I can't imagine that Mike Malone would stand for it. Jamal Murray is the future of the Nuggets. And we proved that. Like, if there was any doubt, and I know I didn't talk about this later today, Colfax. I got three key points that we're going to put together in our whole minute video later on. For the Nuggets to be able to win a title, these three things have to come to fruition. And they're not as easy as they sound. So I'll get to that. And I'm talking about big things for three to four different guys. But Jamal Murray in the bubble proved that he was the guy, didn't he? I mean, he proved that he was the guy. So I don't know where this rumor's coming from, but I'm told I'm not sure. A lot of my guys are, I'm not sure. I don't know who that person is, but I'm a little concerned about it because I didn't think from these sources I would hear, I'm not sure, I don't know exactly. That's a little scary. Sir Charles says, if Harden was willing to change his playing habits, be a team player, let's do it. But not for Murray and all that. No way, no how. Don't do it, Nuggets. Add him to Murray and Joker, maybe. Hell, you're not going to get him if you don't throw in another superstar. So, Colfax, our poll question today, go ahead and answer that. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. I'm going to change that up in the break. I'm going to ask you, you know, based on this, I'm just going to ask you flat out. Let's just take out all the other fixings. I want to get your thoughts. Murray or Harden? Which one do you want? Harden, yes, statistically, career-wise, he's achieved more than Jamal Murray. No question. But is he one of those guys that's going to elevate Denver from where they... The Nuggets, I think most of us agree, are at least top five seed in the West. And if with that top seed, does that mean, okay, I think most of us agree probably that they get past the first round? I think that's fair to say, based on what we've seen the last 2 years from Denver. So then the question becomes, what makes advancing past the second round, which could be the Clippers again? What makes beating the Lakers, what gives you a better shot at doing those things? Does James Harden elevate you that much? And again, you're not wrong, Sir Charles. Harden used to have a different style of play when he played for the Thunder. He changed it with Houston. And what do the Nuggets want to do more? They want to shoot more threes. They want to shoot a lot more threes. Jamal shoots, but I like James Harden. I don't like it. I don't know that there's any truth to this. I'm not seeing it out there on any major outlets other than conjecture, other than questions surrounding the trade, because where is he going? Harden's going to want to go to a contender, and yeah, the Nuggets are a contender. You may not, however you want to slice that, they are. NBA.com has them as the number three team, ranked as the number three team heading into the season. Murray in the bubble did show he could be the guy, from a texter, but in the playoffs, he was great for a game, then took two off, then good for a game. Bring it every game and you have my respect. Harden is getting older. And that's going to be something that is a big, big question mark around Jamal. It was easy to forget when Jamal Murray, you came back, you beat the Jazz, you're down 3-1, you beat the Jazz, and Murray was crying, and he's talking about the social justice stuff, and he's on his knees, and there's the picture, the fade picture where it's just his jersey and his number, and he's just crying. He's so emotionally spent for so many reasons. It was a magical moment. It was a cool moment. But it was easy to forget in that time that Jamal would disappear and would go 12 points, and then the next night 28, and then the next night 13, and then the next night 36. That you're not wrong there. So we are a what have you done for me lately? And we kind of take the big moments in like that playoffs, like Von Miller. Von Miller got his money because he saved the playoffs. He was a Super Bowl MVP. He wasn't very good after the fact. He was okay, but was he ever that upper echelon player again? No. That year, Colfax, can you tell me how many sacks? You don't have to get this right. How many sacks he had actually in the regular season that year?
12.
Yeah, something like that. I don't have the exact number, but I know it wasn't very good. But what do we remember about that year? We remember the strip sack, taking that ball away from Cam Newton. He did it twice. We remember the interception that he had against Tom Brady. We remember those things, but that year he had 11 sacks going into that year. That's not like Is that the greatest pass rusher of all time type numbers? Is that the greatest pass rusher in the NFL numbers? No. I mean, he hasn't. It wasn't there. But what do we remember about that year? We remember the bright spots. That's what we remember, and that's what Denver remembered, and they gave him quarterback money at the time, quarterback money. So are the Nuggets, should the Nuggets be considering this? Because you look at Murray and you say, how long have you been in the league? Couple years, right? He's been in going into his fifth year. Is he going to get better? Is he going to be that consistent guy? Because the Nuggets have elevated him. He is the leader, one of the leaders of this team. But when you look at, he's going into his fifth year. His average has gone up every year, slightly, between 18, 19, and 19, 20. He had 9 points his rookie year, 16.7 points, 18.2 points, 18.5 points. So he went up a little bit. And then we all know that in the bubble, he really started to shine. Should the Nuggets be seriously considering this move? If this is even a real thing. Pillow Fight Dan, I would hate it. Never saw Harden as a championship player. Harden doesn't have a championship mindset. He has a Harden mindset. And here's the thing. The devil you know, right? Here's what you know. You know that Harden is really good in the regular season. He's a really good stat stuffer. We never see him elevate in the playoffs. We see him win a round. We've seen him go to the Western Conference Finals. And then we see him disappear. We don't know, to be fair, what kind of guy Jamal Murray is going to be consistently in these playoffs. Still relatively new to the game. I mean, his only real playoffs, if you want to, like, I'm not trying to take away from the bubble, was the year before that. So, we still have a lot to learn about Murray. Isn't this kind of, we already know what Harden's about. Is he going to be a guy that can elevate? Or are you better off sticking with the nucleus? Because Joker and Murray are good friends. Are you better off sticking with the nucleus that you have now? Unless you really think. I think 1 year, Pillow Fight Dan. Can you check on that? When Houston Rockets, last time they went to the Western Conference Finals, I thought they went 1 year. I could be wrong on that, but I do feel like there was 1 year that they got in, and I think they just kind of faded, and they didn't perform. Was that, maybe that was even against San Antonio. I'm not quite sure. But you already know what you're getting there.
Looks like 2018.
Okay, so they did go in 2018.
Yeah.
Who'd they play? Is that up there? That wasn't San Antonio.
So they lost Western Conference Finals. They won 2 rounds in 2018.
So that was to Golden State then, right?
Must have been.
Okay, so they go that year. And Harden, couldn't keep up with that. That would have been a Golden State team with KD and Curry and Clay and all that. There is the line of thinking, though, that looks at it and says, all right, the Lakers got better. The Clippers got better. Okay, who's better? Let me ask this. Who's better right now, pound for pound, player for player, Jamal Murray or James Harden? Who is the better basketball player? It's probably James Harden is the better player. But it's not always so cut and dry in the NBA. It's how Murray fit. And that's not to say Murray won't be better. I said this, Colfax, and I'm standing by it. That I believe Jamal Murray at some point, before it's all said and done, at least one season's worth, will be the best point guard in the NBA. Or just the best guard. So by that, you stick with it. He's going into his fifth year. He really just took up that leadership role last year. And last year was a crazy year. Certainly a big question mark surrounding Jamal. There is. But you kind of know what you have. You kind of know what you have on James Harden. Very, very good stat player. Sir Charles says, I better agree, but not two of our players and multiple first-round picks. Right, and that's the other kicker. It's not just Murray and Harden. So if you want to, I guess we could ask that question. But, according to this story, from NBA Insider on Twitter. Murray, a plethora of future picks, and Bol Bol. Do you mortgage your future for James Harden? He's getting older, but he's still extremely talented. I don't make that move. It's interesting. I think it would be a bad move, and I think James Harden. Listen, some people go extreme here, and they're always a cancer. No, I don't believe that. I think he wants out of Houston. I think that happens in the NBA. Welcome to the NBA. That happens. Teams get tired of it and they want out. I just don't know that he makes sense with the Nuggets core right now. Jamal is one of the biggest pieces of that vision, and I don't see Mike Malone signing off on that deal. It's not like he gets to make that decision, but he does have say. 21 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. How many games do you think the Nuggets will win this season? Go answer that. That's our poll question, Power to Play Sports poll question, available at thewholeshow.com. Just enough to get in? You think they win 30-plus, 40-plus, 50-plus, 55-plus? That's upper echelon. Again, it's a 72-game season, so you got to keep that in mind. But to be upper echelon, you know, it's going to be 55. That's going to be a number of the two number one seeds, probably. 22 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break. When we come back, more on this. Also, the NBA talking about expansion, adding another team. We'll get to more of that on the other side. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-six minutes after the hour, reminder, we are off at 1:30 today. Off at 1:30 because we step aside for the first game in the Big Sky Conference, as far as Big Sky Conference plays go, for UNC. The UNC Bears host Idaho State coming up. That tip-off is set for 2 o'clock. So we'll have the pregame at 1:30. We're going to try to talk to Jason Alvin, the voice of the Bears, at 1:15. And see if the Bears can bounce back. Hell of a game against a pretty good team in Utah State last week. So I think there's more positives you can take. It was a weird week, right? UNC got blown out by CU on Monday, last Monday. And then they come back. They beat DU by 7 or so. That game was pushed back to a different time. I'm guessing it had something to do with COVID testing or something. And then they come back and they play Utah State later that week on Friday, and it's a good basketball team, and they go toe-to-toe with a great team and ultimately end up losing. But we'll see if they can bounce back tonight. Okay, a new poll question, or today I should say, this afternoon. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Harden or Murray? I mean, we could talk about all the other stuff, all the picks, all that. I'm just going to ask you flat out, who would you rather take if it was just between those guys? And maybe you add a different player that's not, you know, not Bol Bol and a bunch of future picks. I don't even know who the hell that would be. Would you do it? James Harden or Jamal Murray? I'm simplifying it. Again, it's a rumor out there. I don't know that there's much truth to it. I can't see this being a possibility, man. I mean, I feel like the Nuggets are kind of married to their two stars. And I kind of feel like in the offseason, you know, Joker, Murray, and MPJ were the untouchables. Yet here we are. So go vote. That's our new poll question. It's fired up again at thewholeshow.com. Harden or Murray? Again, go to thewholeshow.com to vote. And be curious to see what you guys think on that side of it. As far as the game wins, Pillowfight ends a 72-0, or realistically, they should consistently win about 7 out of every 10 games. So I'm going to go 51-21. I was close to that yesterday. I don't know what that does to my mindset if James Harden's here, which, I mean, they're not going to be worse, right? It's just the playoffs you're going to have to worry about. And are the Nuggets a proven playoff team? Listen, this is worth talking about. I'm going in, man. Colfax, you're saying 55. I look at this team and I see them, you know, they're an upper echelon team. And I do think that they can win a lot of games, man. I'm going high on this one. I'm going to go about seven games over Pillow Fight Dan's prediction there. And I'm going to hit 58. I'm going nuts with this. I do think they're going to get that. I think they're going to get damn close to that number one seed. I think they might, like, if I'm a gambling man, I think the Lakers and the Nuggets have the top two records in the NBA. And the Lakers maybe edge out the Nuggets by a game or two, maybe three. But the Lakers, I could see the Lakers on pace to do something pretty crazy this year, even in the 60s. If they don't rest LeBron, which, again, that's going to be the kicker. Can they still get that one seed if they come out and they try to do load management for LeBron? 72 games, 62-10. That's crazy to say that. Could they get to 60, Colfax? Maybe. Again, if you're the Lakers and you're going to do load management, then maybe not. But I mean, I just look at the first 10 games, and I always like to assess the first 10 games. Okay, you got Sacramento Wednesday. That should be a win. You're home against the Clippers, and if the Nuggets are truly as good as I think they're going to be, that should be a win. Home against Houston. I think Denver's a better team than Houston. I'm just going through the first 10. At Sacramento, on the road. Again, that doesn't matter as much. I got you 4-0. Phoenix, I know Chris Paul's there. Is that experiment going to be rolling just yet? I got you 5-0 out the gates. At Minnesota, home against Minnesota. I mean, I see this team starting off, you know, winning 9 out of their first 10, 10 out of their first 11. Dallas is the tricky one. You get to January 7th. Dallas will be tough. At Philadelphia, going to be tough. And then you have another stretch. You're at New York. Brooklyn, Golden State. Suddenly those are pretty winnable games, even with Brooklyn getting their guys back. Still got to see them on the floor. I haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen KD and Kyrie. I haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen Golden State prove that they can bounce back. They have no Klay Thompson. Utah in that list. Man, I'm just going through mid-January here, and I'm seeing wins. I'm seeing a lot of W's for the Nuggets. Are they a contender? That's the question I'm asking, Hulligans. And yes, it's about Harden and Murray on this poll question today, but that is the real question you have to ask yourself. I always say it. Yeah, Pillow Fight. I'll give you this, Pillow Fight, Dan. You're right. My Rockies and Broncos projections were bad. I did kind of drink some Kool-Aid this year, but I think it's fair to say I do know the Nuggets maybe a little bit more than I do anything else. Boy, should I tamper this down? Because I did go all in on the Rockies. I did go somewhat in on the Broncos. No, I'm gonna stay where I am. I'm going to stay. I'm staying close, man. I still think it's going to be a special year for Denver. Big, big things coming up. Mike Malone, speaking of big things, listen, I know this isn't the topic of discussion now, but Paul Millsap is a nice story. I'm curious to see how he responds, but it seems like word around the locker room is that Paul's more dialed in than he's ever been. He's being more of a leader. Here's Mike Malone on Paul Millsap.
I tell you, this is my fourth year with him, and this might be the most engaged I've seen him, the most vocal I've seen him. Obviously, last game against Portland, that first half, he was terrific. Went back into the time machine, looked like a young Paul Millsap. But for me, Mike, the biggest thing is just the attitude, the selflessness, the engagement, and the vocal leadership on top of how well he's playing.
So Mike Malone says that about Paul Millsap. Well, here's Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray is a leader of this team, and now his name is in the rumor mill that never sits well. Jamal Murray talking about, let's go to him talking about Paul Millsap and just how available he's been to Jamal, Joker, and the rest of this team.
Playing his role perfectly, doing what he does, just being more communicative on both sides of the floor. I'm just trying to give him more space to work out and create mismatches by setting screens from his stuff. And he's been making shots and making plays, so he feels comfortable, and he feels comfortable with how we're doing, how we're playing, and with the guys he has out there.
I mean, so I know Paul Millsap's not the big story. That's not the big storyline today. The last few days, it's all been about Harden and Murray and what we should do here. But, I mean, Paul Millsap, I was pretty skeptical about this move. I mean, it became a move out of necessity. Once Jeremy Grant took off, that became a big, big move for the Nuggets to be able to retain Paul Millsap. 11-5 there, Pillow Fight Dan. It was 11-5. Listen. 2020, in my defense, it messes with everybody's brain. So in my defense, that happened. What did I pick the Rockies? Did I pick them? How many games did they have again? They did 60?
60 games.
Did I pick them to win 40?
I don't think you picked 40. I want to say we were like mid-30s.
I thought it was in the mid-30s.
Yeah.
Which would have still been their best win percentage ever. But in my defense, I was taking what the Rockies normally do in their first 2 months of the season. They're usually like a third. They usually win like 30 games or so. So that was where I was going there. The Broncos, I was putting a lot more stock into Drew Lock and the weak schedule. I didn't think the Titans would be as good. I'm very shocked about that. That's why I put that bet up on Monday night. First game of the season. If I lost that pick, then I'd never pick against the Titans again, and I haven't, and I won't ever. In the history of the NFL and this show, never pick against the Titans. I honestly, doesn't that mean I have to take them and win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, at this point.
Unless they lose in the first round, then I can just move on and pick. But my bracket will never be 100% correct unless the Titans win. So listen, I'm willing to own up to my mistakes and pick teams I don't really believe in. I do believe in Derrick Henry. I mean, I really believe in that guy. He's fun. So I'm just trying to, you say the Nuggets are going to go 14-58. I don't think so. No, I think I'll get closer to. So we're going to put the tracker up, and we'll see. I've only got him going three more games than you, Colfax. So you're kind of drinking some Kool-Aid, too.
Well, you did make like a 7-game jump there.
Well, I, 10% honestly, of the season. I'm looking at the schedule. I started to look at the schedule. I'm like, they might be 9-1 in the first 10 games. I mean, you keep rolling with that. We'll see. Sir Charles, a tear just came to my eye when you said the conference opener for UNC, and I can't be there. But you know what? You can listen to it right here on 1310 KFKA. And you can watch it on Pluto, which I have no problem promoting because our broadcast is over that. So you watch Pluto, you can hear the sweet music that is known as Jason Alvin on with the program on the game today. Bears need to win this one. Need to find a way to start off Big Sky Conference play with a bang. I still think this team's pretty good. I was a little, like last week, I was a little disappointed. I didn't think they'd beat CU. I thought they'd have a better showing. And I thought they'd beat DU by like 10 plus. So those two games, they beat DU. Utah State, I didn't really know what to expect. I knew Utah State was going to be good. But I thought UNC could have a shot in that game. I thought they could have a shot, and they certainly did. They were very close with like 6 minutes left, and Utah State kind of pulls away. All right, Power to Play Sports poll question. Oh, McLean, what's the best way to watch the Nuggets game? Do you have DirecTV? If you have DirecTV for tomorrow night, it'll be on Altitude TV. For Nuggets, and that's tomorrow night. Nuggets Clippers on Friday night, 8:30, will be ESPN. Can you believe Altitude and Dish and Comcast could not get their crap together in 2020 to make this deal work? Wow. People are at home watching TV. That's what they're doing now. Your ratings would be better than ever. And yet, you still can't get this thing done. And also McClain, you didn't hear this from me, but you can find other ways to watch. What's like a way to say that without, like, how do you give McClain a hint as to how to do that? Because you know a guy. I'm not saying you do it. You know a guy.
It's services. It's very similar to like a, I think they call it like a call girl.
Okay.
Kind of the same. You know, it's kind of above board, but also
below
board.
Do you have a service that you know of from somebody that you know that you haven't? Obviously, you haven't.
I've heard of things.
Yeah. What does it rhyme with? Can you do that?
It's very Russian sounding, so it's hard to rhyme
well,
it with anything in English.
Good.
Get your virus protection
sounds
up, man.
Safe. I mean, let's face it. We all did it last year. I don't know how to do it. Nobody can watch it. We got to figure it out. We're survivors. You tell us we can't watch a Nuggets game, we tell you where to go. We will figure it out, folks. That's why the cable companies and Dish, you guys are losing. Because people are going to find ways, and that's it. Sir Charles said, you just made me all warm and fuzzy knowing I can at least listen to it on KFK UNC again. Coming up at 2 o'clock, so... You know, about an hour and a half to go, and we'll get to that game. 40 minutes after the hour, Colflex, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the block party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Our First Advantage text line. Get at us now. 970-478-1301. If you're new to that number, text KFKA to that number, and you'll become a member of the text club, which really just means you can text the show. It's not really a club, and we're not going to send you any updates or anything.
But it's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get at us. You can tell me why I'm wrong. You can record all of my picks and such. You know, I feel good about this one. I feel really good about this one. Didn't feel good about the other ones. This one I feel good about.
Yeah, I felt like we just kind of threw those other ones out there.
Yeah, yeah. Messing around. Throwing stuff up. You know, but I take this job seriously now. In the summer, man, we were reviewing Dumb and Dumber. That movie was like 1995.
Still fun.
I mean, We did our. We might pull that back this summer. We might do that again.
Hey,
Friday movie reviews, and we're not going to do new movies.
No,
it's just random movies that might have been good, might not have been good, and maybe a new one. Whatever. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no theme.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
Somewhat popular, accessible.
Yeah, you know? Make them so we have to have them on our streaming. Whatever 5 million streaming services there are now.
Exactly.
What do you have now?
Netflix, Prime. I haven't jumped that Disney
Plus
train. We
have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because Gavin.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But then you get ESPN Plus with that, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
You get some stuff there.
Yeah.
What's the one that has the Kevin Costner thing everybody's talking about? Yellowstone.
Oh.
I don't have that, apparently. I want to watch it. I went to look at it on Prime and Netflix, and it's not there. And then I just move on to the next thing.
Is that like a network TV thing?
No, it's on something. It's honest. I thought it was Amazon Prime, but maybe somebody will help me out. But I don't think I have it.
Yeah. I also stick to my Russian websites as well. I mean, I heard about those.
Yeah. What is Out Cold?
One of those silly ski movies.
I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah. I think Seth Green is in that one.
Is that Galifianakis in it?
Is he?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Like one of his first?
Maybe. I'm throwing that out there. I think I've seen that movie. Philip Iden says, please review Out Cold. We're already getting a request for this.
It's a summertime thing. Are we going to review a winter movie
we
in
can't,
summer?
Can't do that. What are we? You know?
Like drinking a pina colada on Christmas, man.
I'd go for that.
I'm not okay with that.
It's Christmas, man. Whatever. What else do we have here? Oh, Weld County Swami. I didn't even see this. Is this from today? I would have been all for Harden until this picture of him. Those strip club buffets must be very good. Ask Noob. He'd know. Yeah, it does kind of look like Harden's, yeah.
Kind of gained that COVID-19
thing. A little COVID poundage, yeah. That's, you know, I don't know if that's just the way the shirt is, if the beard's just a little... Because the beard, if sometimes if you have a pretty wild beard, it can make your face look bigger. And his shirt, so...
Yeah, I don't know if it makes your shirt look tighter, though.
What is that line? They say, camera adds 10 pounds. Like, yeah. How many cameras were on you?
I think he needs to talk to Jokic about his
a little
diet plan.
Yeah, because our boy Chris Dempsey's like, I lost like 2 pounds. Yeah. He lost like 20 pounds.
I think it's 20.
Something, at least. You have to purchase it on Amazon Prime. Oh, definitely worth it. Yellowstone is fire. So you can buy it on Amazon Prime? Okay, so I could buy it there. I'll do that. Because you can't go buy DVDs anymore of TV shows that are on these networks, right?
Can you not?
I don't think so.
I bet you could get
it ordered. Like Stranger Things on Netflix?
Oh, no way.
I don't think you can go buy it on DVD.
No, it's streaming only.
Yeah. See, so that's what drives me crazy about this whole thing, too. Because you never know when they're just going to... Well, I guess that's a Netflix original, but like The Office is going away from Netflix, and I know you don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm a big Office guy, and that's a little scary.
Still waiting for Seinfeld to show up on there.
Why isn't that on any of the things? Because it was a network thing or what?
I don't know.
Because Office was, too.
Office. I don't know.
It's a bizarre world we live in.
Bizarro.
It is. It's absolutely bizarre. All right, theholeshow.com. So this is the Power to Play Sports poll question for however relevant it might be. Harden or Murray? Who would you take? Who you want? If you had to pick, if you could just pick between those two guys for the Nuggets, who's the guy? Come on over here. Is he going to elevate you? All right, so the Denver Post just came out. Mike Singer came out and said there's no truth to that rumor. And Mike Singer is a very much a Nuggets beat writer, a great insider. He's on all the Zoom calls, all the questions. You know, he's always there. He says the Nuggets aren't trading Jamal Murray, a league source told the Denver Post, as rumors circulate about Denver's potential interest in acquiring Houston's disgruntled superstar, James Harden. ESPN reported on Monday night, that was one, that the Nuggets, along with the Nets and 76ers, had trade discussions with Houston regarding Harden. But a league source said on Tuesday, which is the day that we are in. By the way, it's Top Text Tuesday. Did I just fail to mention that?
I was going to ask.
Yeah, it's Top Text
Tuesday. It's like a shortened Top Text Tuesday?
Yeah, it's shortened. Who won it last? Eastside Chris won it last week.
Yeah, it's first one.
All right, so I got to get a picture up of all the Broncos stuff, man. I mean, it's a sweet prize. A lot of great stuff. Keep you warm this winter with all your Broncos gear. Let me continue on with this. They will not trade him. His transcendent postseason run in Orlando reaffirmed by the Nuggets. Okay, whatever. So was there a conversation? Probably. But as we've talked about, Colfax, that can be Houston front office calling Denver, hey, what do you think? Would you guys want Harden? We're looking to offload his contract. Okay, what does that look like? Murray, Bol Bol, and a couple of future picks. No thanks, pass. How about Bol Bol and a couple of future picks? That wouldn't even work though. Murray and Harden, I don't see that working. How about Gary Harris?
I like Harden off the bench.
What about starting? I mean, what about one and two? What again? That's not going to happen. But what if Denver counters and goes, all right, how about Gary Harris, Bol Bol, and some future picks? Then the Rockets said, no, we want a superstar for a superstar. We want a guy that we can quickly build around, and that would be Jamal Murray for us. So, listen, in this day and age, we've learned one thing. If it's, the Nuggets and the Rockets have talked, that players shouldn't take that as a slight because they've talked. You call, I pick up the phone. Oh, you want that much for him? No, thanks. What about Murray and Harden straight up? No, we're good. Who knows? I don't know, but doesn't sound like it's going to happen. 8 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll wrap up hour number one. A short second hour. NFL recap. A huge weekend. And hoops tonight. A lot of local hoops on tonight when it comes to colleges that we talk about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
I mean, Mike Singer's saying it's not going to happen. It sounded really unlikely. Harden, Murray, Bol Bol, picks. I mean, look at what Mike Malone has done his last few years. Colfax, this team has gone up every year. Every single year since Mike Malone has been the head coach for the Nuggets, they have literally gotten better. Record-wise and advancement-wise as far as seeding and rankings and into the playoffs. Every year they got better. And this isn't just like they went from being a 13-win team to being a 20-win team to being a 28-win team to being a first-round team that gets knocked out. No, this is a team that went, you know, in the mid-30s to the mid-40s to the 50s to first round of the playoffs to getting past the first round of the playoffs, getting to the Western Conference Finals. So this has gone from a young team trying to learn their way to being one of the best in the NBA today. Why would you break that up? So I hope this doesn't affect Jamal Murray. We'll see what happens. All right, 57 minutes after the hour. Second hour coming up. It's only going to be 30 minutes. We'll get into my NFL recap. We'll talk about the weekend that was. Hoops tonight. CSU, UNCCU all play. So we'll talk about that next. It's The Halls Show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.